Yeah, so we have to remember this is a draft. The authors are Bitkov for the United States and Dmitriev for the Russians. The Russians officially say these are only contacts. There is no plan. So we're at that kind of stage now. The other thing we have to remember is that the Americans have sent a Department of the Army team, including the Secretary of the Army, to Kyiv to talk to Zelensky about this stuff today. Lots of moving pieces. What my takeaway, though, is that the American proposals slash with the Russians kind of reflects the battlefield reality on the ground, in the sense that, yes, the Ukrainians, for example, would have to walk back from the rest of the Donbass, like the fortress belt. That would then be declared a demilitarized zone. In turn, the Russians would stop advancing below in the two oblasts, Zaporizhia and Kherson. So what we're getting here is, I think, a reflection of battlefield realities. The balance of forces do favor the Russians. So, and I've always said for some time now that Ukraine, at the end of the day, will come out with the shorter end of the stick, which this plan implies. But again, I emphasize that reflects battlefield reality. When the Europeans and the Ukrainians say they reject it out of hand and they want their plan, they don't seem to have the military power to do that, actually.